An instrument dating from ancient times, the flute turned out to be the ideal voice to express what was in the heart and mind of composer Samuel Jones. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on Jones' new flute concerto.
When writing the work, Jones was grieving a recent death in his family and began the flute concerto with a lament,
which I call the Phrygian sigh. And it's that, yeah, it's a universal in every culture. It's the feeling of an expression of grief.
Grieving is part of being human. So is the desire to play, to laugh, to dance.
The second movement is a sort of a waltz that is a playful and also a little bit twisted.
Soloist Jeffrey Kaner.
It's fun, it's funny. There are little spicy elements to it, which one might not expect, and make it so much more interesting and playful.
The concerto also explores human yearning on a larger scale, in the third movement referencing tunes of social change, from the days of revolution through the Civil War and civil rights eras to the present.
Recognizing that we are still struggling to make this a more perfect union. I had the image of a military field review, and the drum major of the field review reminded me of Martin Luther King's saying, "If you want to call me a drum major, say I was a drum major for justice." And so the flute plays the role of the drum major.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.